So for most people, I'm sure if you say CMV to them, you probably get a pretty blank stare. Is that true?
True.
True. All right. So for the people out there with a blank stare right now, tell them exactly what CMV is.
CMV stands for cytomegalovirus, and it's a very common virus in this country that most people have never heard of. My wife and I had never heard of it. And the stats that are out there right now are by the time you're 40, you have about an 80% chance to have acquired CMV in your life. So it's much more common than people realize, and nothing is ever said about it.
So tell everyone why it is that this is a very important cause to your family.
So my daughter was born with congenital CMV, so congenital meaning present at birth, and CMV to you or me right now would be very kind of like a nuisance, really. It would be like a small cold. CMV, when a mom acquires it for the first time, a primary infection while she's pregnant, can do just damaging and devastating things to a child, and it did to my daughter. She was severely affected by a congenital CMV infection, a primary infection that my wife acquired.
So tell us what that would mean for your daughter, of how that manifested for her.
So the CMV attacks the brain in a child in utero. My daughter was born with microcephaly, which everyone now relates to Zika, but is so much more common in CMV. She was born with cerebral palsy. She was born with profoundly deaf in both ears. She had compromised vision. She was born with a whole host of challenges as a result of this seemingly easy virus and something that nobody ever talks about.
And then she ended up passing away at what age?
She passed away 21 months.
21 months old. And for you guys, when you were finding out all of this information about her and how this affected her, what were your thoughts about learning what it was, that it was just such an innocent-seeming virus that had such catastrophic effects?
It had a devastating effect to our family. It was very evident to the neonatologist the moment that Evelyn was born that she was severely affected by CMV, and it took away a lot of our hopes and dreams that you have for your child when they're born. We had never heard of it until my daughter was born with it, and it was devastating. It really was.
And so now you guys have decided to start a foundation and to make sure that other parents don't have the same situation that you have had, where you had no idea and maybe there were some things you could have done differently. Is that your hope,
Yeah,
basically?
we started the National CMV Foundation while my daughter Evelyn was still alive. It was very important to us to do something. We're kind of do something people. You know, we've always talked, you can do nothing, you can do something, and to us, do something. And we have a very aggressive goal of eliminating CMV within the 30-year within a 30-year time period. But initially, we are focused on awareness. We want people to pay attention to it. We want people to learn and to know what we didn't know when we became pregnant for the first time. And we feel every day that if somebody had just told us, this is out there, you need to wash your hands, you need to be careful when you're around children that are sick, or children in general, you need to be careful when you change a diaper, that our daughter might still be here and her life would have been totally different than the life that she did have while she was here with us.
And for you, knowing that you have a position that people care about, you get the chance to work with a professional team, an NFL team. They talk all the time about the players, you know, how the difference they can make in the world and all of the awareness they can bring to things. Do you feel like you are very fortunate to be in the type of position where you can reach people and people want to know what you have to say because of your job?
Sure. I think I almost have a responsibility with where I am right now, and the relationships that I do have with people that have been very generous with their time and their efforts to help us create awareness. I think it's extremely important, and I think that as a foundation, like I said, we're very fortunate that, you know, I work in a world where people care about, people are emotionally attached to it, people want to know what's going on. They go to Buccaneers.com every day, and you know, our hope is that we can use some of that notoriety that, or just or energy that people have about the Bucs, that look at this too. I mean, this is important too. We all love football. I mean, I'm here because I love football too, but there's also a greater good that can come of it too. And I think, you know, this organization and a lot of our players do that all the time. And we're very fortunate to have a bunch of players that are helping us out with our awareness campaign here too, with the Stop CMV Hands campaign. And I think it would be sad if I didn't do something about it or didn't try to help from the position that I'm in right now.
So for people who are now saying, okay, what can I do? What can I learn? And they want to know more about it. You guys have a website and some information that you can pass along to them. Where would you direct people?
I would direct them to our website, www.nationalcmv.org. My wife designed the website with help of a bunch of other CMV moms. It's a wonderful resource. There are tips to prevention, there's stats, everything you need to know about CMV, there's ways that you can help, there's ways to donate. Really all of it's there. I'd point you to it. There's wonderful stories being shared right now. June is CMV Awareness Month by a lot of moms and their children. It's very eye-opening. It's very powerful, I think. And if people take the time and spend the energy, I think it's worth it. And I think it could, without maybe a lot of people knowing, change the outcome of their children's lives or other people's lives, because it's an infection that can be prevented if you know what to do and you take care of it.